WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Music critic Milo Miles would like to introduce or reintroduce you to singer Tracy Nelson. Before her recent reissues, he was afraid she was lost in the woods forever.
When you went away, I cried for so long. I wanted you to stay.
Down So Low is the soul masterpiece most closely associated with Tracy Nelson, but it's only the beginning. She belongs in the very elite of white blues and R&B vocalists, but until now her biggest problems are that she has been releasing mediocre solo albums for more than 20 years, and that her best work has been out of print for almost that long. Not anymore. Warner Brothers has put together a collection called The Best of Tracy Nelson / Mother Earth, which was the name of her band in the late 60s and early 70s. As a bonus, the company has also brought back an entire landmark album, Mother Earth Presents Tracy Nelson Country, her stunning version of the Nashville sound. Actually, Nelson began as the most impressive member of the group Mother Earth, not the outright leader. It was a true field hippie roots rock band, mostly from Texas, and their albums Living with the Animals and Make a Joyful Noise included cosmic and comic numbers written and sung by musicians other than Nelson. So there's a certain eclectic, ineffable buzz missing when Mother Earth is reduced to Tracy Nelson. But in truth, hers are the timeless tracks.
Well, I need softness just to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and, whoa, tell me everything's all right. Listen to my plea. Bring it on home.
Tracy Nelson won my heart forever way back when she convinced me she needed my love so bad. Not just somebody's love, not anybody's love, not your love, my love. The song was written by one of the champion heavyweights of soul, Little Willie John, and it's quite a testament that Nelson's rendition fights his to a draw. She always selected vivid, perceptive material to cover, including Eric Kaz's Temptation Took Control of Me and I Fell, and Steve Young's Seven Bridges Road, and Mother Earth itself, the sardonic blues by Memphis Slim that the band borrowed for its name. But beyond material, Nelson triumphed through the irresistible emotional conviction of her vocals. She sang some put-downs and celebrations of independence, but her specialties were lust and suffering and a sharp sense of sin. All that gave her an immense boost as a honky-tonk blueser on the Tracy Nelson Country record. She also seemed to understand that in the South there's a huge overlap between the white country and the black blues audiences. They both love a low-down lament that cuts to the quick. You just got to do the thing with soul.
Well, I've known some sad situations before, and I faced a lot of temptations before. Yes, I've
Tracy Nelson Country was cut in less than a week. Whether it was the novelty of Barefoot Blues Mama meets the Nashville Straits or just youthful inspiration, Nelson and guitarist Scotty Moore, drummer DJ Fontana, fiddler Johnny Gimble, the Jordanaires Chorus, and the rest came up with a collection of cuts as solid and intoxicating as any made by established country stars in that era. Don't miss Tracy Nelson's classic sides this time around. The heartbreak is that nowadays she makes albums that are infinitely more carefully prepared than her work with ragtag old Mother Earth, and they don't work nearly as well.
Milo Miles is a writer living in Cambridge. The Best of Tracy Nelson, Mother Earth, and Mother Earth Presents Tracy Nelson Country are reissued on the Reprise Archives label.